never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the filmmaker, author, and artist John Waters. John's always got a number of different projects going. His latest book is called Carsick, John Waters Hitchhikes Across America. Hey, John, good to see you.
How are you?
Good, thanks. So you're going to recommend a couple of books. The first is called When the Sick Rule the World by an essayist and memoirist named
Dewey
Bellamy.
There's a beach title. Isn't
yeah,
it?
There, that's what, people just will, in time for summer.
Depends what beach you're at where people come over and talk to you or not. Or on a plane, no one will talk to you.
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. one way of keeping yourself on a plane, just yeah. have this book. What's it about? This is, I guess, essays and stuff.
Well, it's essays. You know, I'm a feminist. I love women who hate men, but I hate men who hate women. And this is not a woman that hates man, but she certainly is a radical feminist, but in a really clever, smart, unpredictable way. And I've liked her for a long time, but this is her best book, I think. And it is essays, but it's really smart. And she lives in San Francisco, where I also live. So it's a lot about the radical scene there, which probably has the most gay radicals, the most transgendered movement there. The transgendered men look absolutely amazing. And it's so confusing to me because they look like men I'd like. And then they asked me to sign their mastectomy scars. So it's very confusing. So I love to be confused by sexual politics. And I think Dodi is just a really smart feminist. And I love to read feminist literature, even if I don't agree with it. I love an angry woman's rants.
Now, speaking of confusing, one of the most confusing figures in popular music at one time was Tiny Tim. And the other book you want to talk about is called Eternal Troubadour, The Improbable Life of Tiny Tim by a guy named Justin Martel. I mean, he was a very interesting example of a pop phenomenon.
But most people only know him being married to Miss Vicky on TV.
Tiny 50 Tim, million people saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Tiny Tim, before that, I had heard about. He was in every beatnik club with Lenny Bruce, all them. He hung around with them. He was a comedian and a singer in all the beatnik clubs. That's where he started, in Greenwich Village. He rose to this huge thing at the top and then fell completely. He never stopped working. He worked at the end in the lowest clubs ever. He got married 3 or 4 times. He was technically straight, but a radical Christian, and was almost anti-gay sometimes. He's a confusing, confusing figure that lived with his parents and sort of hated them. But this is stuff you don't know about Tiny Tim. And it's really well written. It's incredibly researched. Matter of fact, I don't want to know one thing ever again about Tiny Tim. I know so much. My mind is so filled with Tiny Tim.
You're exploding with Tiny Tim.
Information that I have overloaded. But I recommend the book really, really highly, just to see what it's like to live your life entirely on the road, and the clubs get worse and worse, and he never, ever gives up.
And keeping working. That's a trick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
always
anybody
keep
in
working.
The arts business.
Reinvent yourself. Always reinvent yourself. Yeah. Always have second, third, and fourth careers thought
up. Indeed. Well, the master inventor himself, John Waters, always good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your summer, sir.
Thank you.
John Waters is a filmmaker, visual artist, and writer whose latest book is Carsick, John Waters Hitchhikes Across America. He's recommending When the Sick Rule the World by Dodi Bellamy and The Eternal Troubadour, The Improbable Life of Tiny Tim by Justin Martel. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that all of our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again, yes sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.